Okay. So the Gemara here, last time we met, we discussed the Gemara based on Beis Gimel Amud Aleph about Ones B'Tnayin. We discussed that, you know, some of the bigger ramifications of that. Very critical issue. Obviously, it touches on, you know, three very important topics, and each one really, you know, requires its own treatment. The nature of Ones and Halacha, that is an act that is done under duress or by means of coercion, where a person, to what extent does ratzon, does volition, a critical component in not only responsibility, but even in action. Remember, that was one aspect of the topic. These are the three intersecting elements. The second element, of course, is what we call tnai milsachriti, which we talked about as well, which is the idea that imposing conditions and the rules of imposing conditions that are learned from God of Bnei Ruvain, to what extent do those integrate a condition that is made into the das on the transaction itself, or do those two things remain linked but separate? In other words, when I agree to buy or to sell my real estate or to get married or whatever the case may be, so the conditions, especially some of the ones that seem a little more extraneous, to what extent do they remain extraneous, or if I properly and contractually formulated them, do they integrate really fully inside? And then, of course, the interface of those two things, what happens, what do you need in the context of Tanai? Do you need Kiyum HaTanai? Is it enough that there shouldn't be Bitul HaTanai? What is Kiyum and Bitul HaTanai? And especially, what is the rule of Ones Rachmana Patre? Some of the poskim, based on them, the Gemara uses that expression, Ones Rachmana Patre, but some of the poskim, when they want to make distinctions, talk about the difference between Ones Rachmana Patre, that we'll say, Ones Rachmana Chayve, we won't say. So, you know, sometimes it seems like one man's Lachayve is another man's Lapatre. Certainly there are disputes in the poskim, what, you know, constitutes a case of Patre and what's a case of Lachayve. Obviously, the question of burden or onus, in other words, who default, you know, has rights here, and who's trying to, you know, initiate something different and new. Obviously, that's going to be critical to defining, you know, whether we're dealing with onus rachmana patre, in other words, we're exempting him because of onus, or we're not moving forward, we're keeping the status quo, or onus rachmana chayve, are we trying to, does it seem like the effort is to generate something or initiate or change something on the basis of onus. So in addition to the objective question, you know, what is that fine line, there's also a question about each and every particular application. I think I meant Bati Arechoma and various, Tanai and Get, Tanai and Kiddushin, and so on. So this is a very massive topic. We spent a couple of weeks on it, and we have to move on. But it's something to continue to investigate. And some of the makoros that we didn't do or that we have on the page are worth looking at. Particularly, as I say, the development of Ones Rachmana Patre versus Chayve in the poskim. The Shach, in particular, read this into the Ran. It doesn't seem that that's what the Ran meant at all. That itself is an interesting phenomenon. But the Shach is such a dominating personality that, you know, once he kind of was thinking in these terms, my guess is that he's the pivotal figure. I could be wrong, but certainly the Ksos and the Avnei Miluim, which is written by the Ksos, and then the Nesivas, you know, and then the other poskim. I think everybody's, you know, frame of reference was just enormously influenced by the Shach, and that's not unusual. The Shach was that kind of dominant, you know, personality, and his contributions are always, transcendent. So that's one issue. So we go from that massive topic to the next massive topic in the continuation of the Gemara, and that is as follows. Again, the background is, as we know, the Gemara had been discussing Yesher Ein Ones Beget. So originally the Gemara thought that this is part of the universal question, which is how we were discussing it, of Yesh, what I call Yesh Ones B'Tnai. I've coined the phrase, but that's really what it is. In other words, when you are dealing with a condition or a contract, and the question is, to what extent extenuating circumstances, ones, right, enters into the equation or not? And that's what we were discussing. But then the Gemara says at one point, no, that's not really what's going on. What we're really talking about is ones beget, not ones betanai. And not because you know, contractually Gittin is so much different, although there might be a reason to think that too. That's the round that we discussed. But for other reasons, namely because of the problem of Tznuos and Prutzos. Gemara says that if you're going to take into consideration extenuating circumstances in the context of a get, then you're opening yourself up to all sorts of ambiguities and confusions. Because basically, you're going to have a situation where we're just not going to be sure, you know, whether or not a marriage, you know, is over or not. And this is a great example of it. In other words, Hareat Mugureshe Simlo Basi Ad Lamed Yom. If I don't show up in 30 days, you can marry someone else. Our marriage is over. So if you have to start worrying that maybe he didn't show up because he's in a hospital or because the bridge fell down, and it's not decisive that she can remarry, then you're going to get the effect of Tznuos, which is a group of women who are, you know, going to be gun-shy because of their frumkeit. You know, they're just going to always give the benefit of the doubt to their, you know, maybe ex-husbands, maybe not ex-husbands, and even if it's not a question of benefit of doubt, they're just not going to risk, you know, putting themselves through an Isra Esh Ish or their children through the specter of Mamzerus. And the result is going to be, unhappily, that because of their caution, they're going to be, limited for the rest of their lives. They're not going to be able to have the kind of lives that they deserve. And we're very concerned about that. That's the problem of Tznuos. Equally, we're worried about the Prutzos. We want to protect the Prutzos from themselves. The Prutzos are people who are, you know, not so scrupulous, and therefore, you know, give them any opportunity, they're going to move forward, with alacrity, even though they should exercise at least a little bit, meaning the Tznuos are exercising too much caution, the Prutzos are not exercising sufficient caution. But either way, the point is that we're not going to say, you know, Haliteu l'Rasha v'Yamus, you know, their problem. We don't say that. What we say is, listen, we'd like to protect the Prutzos as much as possible, and therefore, for both reasons, we want to objectify the conditions of this get. So we'd rather be able to say that we don't care why, we care that, you know, the condition was or wasn't met. That will, you know, allow us to be much more decisive in Gittin. So then the Gemara says, that's what the Gemara says, that's why in even though Yesh Ones Betanai, Ein Ones Beget, Mishum Tznuos, Mishum Prutzos. So then the Gemara says here on Gimel Amud Aleph, that that's a very fine sentiment, but Umiik Imidi, this is five lines down, Timidaraisa Lola Habeget, Mishum Tznuos, Mishum Prutzos, Sharina Neisha Slish La'alma. Is it possible that Minat Torah there's no get, and she's an Eishes Ish, but we made a Takana Drabanan with all good intention, right? But the Takana Drabanan is going to be Matar and Eishes Ish, the Alma. How can they do that? They don't have the mechanism to do that. An Eishes Ish is a halachic definition. The Chachamim cannot change that reality. It can't be Matar and Eishes Ish. They can't, you know, wave away Mamzerus, and they can't wave away the violation of Eishes Ish, and they can't change the status of Eishes Ish. So what do we even mean by all of this? That's the Gemara's question. So then the Gemara says, yes we can, called the Mekadesh, Adata Drabanan Mekadesh, whoever's Mekadesh does so, right, on the contingence, on the acceptance of the Chachamim, whatever that means, the Afgin Rabbanan the Kiddushin Minayin. Therefore, the Rabbanan have the ability to uproot the Kiddushin from them. Now, the question is, what do we mean by all of this? Because obviously the Gemara didn't think that originally. What changed? Right. So, is the Gemara basically telling us that there is a mechanism, but it's a technical mechanism that's going to work, and it's in principle, you don't have the ability, Chacham don't have the ability to redefine Ishus in one way or another, and certainly not to be Matir and Eishes Ish. But upon further scrutiny, what's really happening here is something quite different. What's really happening is something which, let's take the simplest pshat, which is an implicit Tanai. Just like we're talking about an implicit Tanai and the effect of extenuating circumstances on it, right? Sometimes there can be an implicit Tanai you know, that is more straightforward. So if I said, Hare at mekudeshesli almanas, you know, shetitni masayim zuz, or almanas, some other almanas, that's a condition. Those conditions, as long as they're formulated properly, would be effective. So let's say I said, Hare at mekudeshesli almanas sheyirtza abba. That works, right? If father wants, then the condition is chal. If he doesn't, then it's not chal. I could say, Hare at mekudeshesli almanas shelo yirtza abba, if I'm a contrarian. Right, so what if he said, "Arep mekudeshesli almanas sheyirtzu chachamim"? Right, so one way to look at that is that's what the Gemara means here, and it's implicit. When you say "Arep mekudeshesli b'tabazu kedas Moshe of Yisrael," the words "kedas Moshe of Yisrael" can be translated implicitly as "almanas sheyirtzu chachamim," in which case you get the effect of or whatever it is, you get the effect of that without violating the, you know, the principle of it, because what we just figured out is that there's a technical way, right, instead of being masne about something else that's arbitrary, to hang your the fate of this marriage on the ratzon Shel HaChacham. That's one way to read the Gemara. The other ways to read the Gemara are that the Gemara is saying, you know, the exact opposite. The Gemara says, the Chacham don't have that kind of power, do they? I mean, we're talking about halachic definitions, and we're talking about very consequential and fundamental definitions. So they can't do that, can they? So the other way to look at the answer, the Gemara, broadly speaking, is the Gemara saying, yes, they can. And what they're doing is they're plugging in the Gemara in something like the Gemara, at least, in Masechet Yevamos. Yevamos, Daf Tzad, I know what they're up to in the Daf Yomi. Are they still in Yevamos?
Yes. Yeah.
What are they up to?
Tzadi Gimel. Tzadi Gimel.
Tzadi Gimel? Okay, so that's... I'm good. So on Daf Tzadi, Peites and Tzadi... is Perek Isha Rabbah, right? Well, this whole Isha Rabbah is relevant to all of this because, you know, there's a big question, why do we believe in Eid Echad, you know, or in Isha, you know, B'misa Sabal, right? And whether that isn't also a kind of an example of being Matir and Eish Asish through a Takana Drabanan or something of that sort. But anyways, the Gemara in that another context speaks about Yesh Koch, B'ad Chachamim, Lakar Davar Minatorah, either B'migdar Milsa, or Bekumbase in general. In other words, what are the conditions? What Koach HaKamim is there out there to change or to interfere with Dine Doraisa? And how does that work? We'll see soon that Baletosis here and Andav Gimel Amin Aleph in Ksuvis and elsewhere think that the Dine of Afkin Rabban of the Kiddushimine is tied to the Gemara in Yevamos. Look here at the Zivur Masel Tanakh.
On your first approach.
Yeah. So you might, maybe you do, or maybe you don't need it because it's implicit. That goes to the question that we raised last week and a couple of weeks ago.
I heard this year last week, but you said by Kiddushin Gittnitz.
No, I said that according to the, there's a view in the Gaonim that the Ravid said he likes and that the Rambam said he doesn't like, that maybe in Ishus you need Mishpatei Tanayim, but not in Dinei Mabinus. There's another view in the Bali Tosis, which is that whenever something is very implicit, you know, and it's a very strong movement, no, you don't need Mishpatei Tanayim, at least not the formulation types. So it's a good question. But, anyways, so the point I'm trying to make is that there are, broadly speaking, we'll see there's a third and many other ways to read this Gemara, but to generally speaking, is this Gemara basically saying, Inokanami, you know, the Chachamim's power is limited, but you can get the effect of it through something like Tanai? Or are we saying, you know, Ipcha Mistabra, basically the Chacham have tremendous power? And if so, is that tremendous power limited to and specially exercised in the Ishus? Or is it part, like Tosa says, of the Sugin Yivam Mistab Peites and Tzadi, part of the general Koach Chachamim? For example, does the fact that, you know, we say Kedas Moshe Yisrael, if it isn't a Tanai, does it signify that the Chacham have special sway over these areas? Why should they? I'll just give you two things to think about. Some of the Gaonim already asked the question, an interesting question. Right, in the Nutzach HaBracha of Birkas Eirusin, we say Mekadesh Yisrael, right? Or Mekadesh Yisrael, our Nutzach is Mekadesh Yisrael Ayidei Chupa V'Kiddushin. Now the phrase Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvosav V'Tzivanu is a common phrase in mitzvos. But the Chasimas HaBracha, Mekadesh Yisrael of some sort, that is not common. And some of the Gaonim already asked the question, how come in this particular mitzvah or institution, why are we speaking about Kedushas Yisrael? Okay? So that's an interesting question. Point number two. In the world of Geirus, there are some discrepancies about the degree to which certain requirements in Geirus really constitute an obstacle for Geirus. So I said that in a very general way because I'm trying to be general at the moment. The question is, when we talk about things being an obstacle and yet not a full obstacle or a partial obstacle, what do we mean by that? For example, that the tefillah, let's say, should have to be done in the presence of a bezin, or that there should be, you know, a formal kabbalas ol mitzvos, things of that sort. Or what is the status of, you know, groups like the Givonim or Geirei or the Kutim, who, you know, might have been Geirei Arayos with an aleph, meaning lions, meaning their Geirus wasn't sincere, it was done for, you know, expedient reasons. So the point is, those are the groups, etc., or individuals like them, the idea that somehow, you know, they're obviously, the Geirus that they underwent wasn't ideal, but there was, you know, certainly something that was going, a semblance of Geirus, and what is the status? So there are indications that absent certain requirements or under certain conditions that there's something called a miktsas geirus. The details are not important for now. I hope we'll get to them at a later point. But how does that express itself? What do we mean by a miktsas geirus? So possibly one of the consequences of a miktsas geirus is that there is a limitation, at least l'chatchila, that you're not allowed to marry Bas Yisrael. Meiri says this about the Givonim, the Raidan says it about the Kutim, right, that they were Jews, but since the sincerity and the motivation of their conversion was questionable, right, so they needed another Geirus, l'chatchila at least, to marry a Bas Yisrael. But if you ask, you know, Yenam Yei Nesach, no. You know, can they mimotzi you with Kriyas HaMegillah or even Tkiyas Shofar? The answer is yes. So what is that? Right? What kind of compromise is that? So again, what I'd like to suggest is that there is possibly a special role for Bezdin, for Koach HaChamim. Well, let me say it a different way. There's a special dimension in Kedushas Yisrael which is reserved for Ishus. Ishus isn't just an institution, you know, that Jews are encouraged, you know, to partake in, and which has important consequences. Ishus is itself an expression of Kedushas Yisrael. And if that's the case, so Lekula and Lechumra, right, that again, I was trying to explain certain phenomena. Why do we say Mekadesh Yisrael, or Mekadesh Yisrael, Adei Chubav Kedushin? Why, according to some views, is there a special dimension of Geirus, right, which is connected to Kedushas Yisrael? To Ishus. So, what I'm trying to explain here now is, if this isn't an implicit tenai, is it possible that the role of the Chachamim, or the role of Bezdin, is something that is singular in the area of Ishus? Because Ishus itself is a dimension of Kedushas Yisrael. We mentioned it earlier in the year, actually. I was trying to explain the Shita of the Ran. Right, the Ran explains that the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says that we, you know, we prefer a Wednesday because that way you can go to Beis Din. If you remember, so the Rishonim will ask, but it's a specs fake anyway, because, you know, even if he can't go to Beis Din, and even if he's physically correct when he says that she was not a Basula on the wedding night, Pesach Pasuch Matasi, there's still a specs fake usually. Safek Taktav, Safek Ein Taktav, Safek Baratzon, Safek Baones. So even if we don't get clarity, he can live with her, because Svek Sveka is Lekula. So the Ram says, well, Kivin de Rami Ale, de Beidina, once Bezin knows there's physically something wrong, they should investigate, A. And once Bezin's obligated to investigate, you know, we don't just rely on Svek Sveka unless we have to. So one of the things I was trying to explain was, what do you mean Bezin investigates? And Bezin, you know, it no longer follows the rules of regular Svek Sveka. So I think I quoted the comment of the Ramban in his Perush Al HaTorah, where he says, Losia Kadesha B'Benos Yisrael, most Rishonim say that that's addressed to the individuals involved. And the Ramban says, no, it's being addressed to the Beis Din. And Beis Din has like a special function in the Jewish community in the area of Ishus. They should govern Tznius and the standards of Ishus, which we totally understand. This is an area, family life, which affects everything. Okay, so my point is, if there, I'm speculating, if there's an added dimension of Kedushas Yisrael as reflected in family life, is it possible, Lukula and Lachomra, that when we say Kedas Moshe of Yisrael, if that isn't simply a T'nai, but that is like a power, maybe it's even a little bit different, Lekula or Lechumra, or both, than the regular din of Yesh Koch B'Yad Chachamim, Lakar, Davar, Minator. And that might be a very important perspective on the sugya of Kol HaMekadesh Adat and Rabbanan Mekadesh Afkin Rabbanan L'Kiddush Shemideh. Okay, so these are things to think about, some of which we'll investigate more fully. So anyways, partly, this question of how to read the Gemara, whether the Gemara is giving you a technical answer of Tanai, or the Gemara is telling you Koach Chachamim, or the Gemara is saying Koach Chachamim Dafka Adishus, right, partially depends on how we can understand the continuation of the Gemara. Because the Gemara then says something quite remarkable. The Gemara says, Tinach, where am I here? Amar Le Ravino Le Ravashi, Tinach de Kaddish Bekaspa. Kaddish Bebiya Maikel Meimar. The Gemara says, if the Kiddushin originally took place with Kesef, then fine. Right? But if it took place Kiddush Bebiya, then what are you going to say about that? And the Gemara's answer is, well, we do have an answer to that problem, whatever that problem is. The answer is, Shavu Rabbanan Lebilaso Be'ilatznus. The Chachamim oversee, or they themselves directly, turn this into Biasnus. Now, rarely will you find a Gemara where almost every single line is difficult to read, right? Usually, one line is difficult to read. But of these four lines, every line is very difficult to read. So, what's the Gemara's question about Tanakh to Kaddish Bekaspa? If we're talking about a Tanai, then what difference does it make whether or not the Kiddushin was all Yidei Kesef or all Yidei Bi? I mean, basically, the important thing that you can be Mekaddish all Tanai in both cases. If we're talking about Koach Chachamim to uproot Kiddushin, based on the universal rule of, Geish Koach Nat Chachamim Lak or Davam Nat Torah, or some special dimension in Ishus, so why should there be a difference between Kiddushin and Bia? Rashi here, Alatar, is forced to say something interesting. Rashi here says, originally Rashi says, let's look at the whole Rashi for a moment. Kol Mekadesh Ishal Das Shen Higu Chachamim or Chachme Yisrael B'Yisrael Hu Mekadsha. When you get married, you get married with the implicit, tacit approval of the Chachme Yisrael. Sheyu Kayamin Kiddushin Lefi Divrei Chachamim. Viyu Betelim Lefi Divrei Chachamim. Ayidei Gitin Shechshiru Chachamim. The Chacham say that a get, which is not effective d'oraisa, is effective d'rabbanan, then somehow this will affect the ishus d'oraisa. Okay, what does that mean? So the Gemara goes on to explain, Rashi explains it. When this get is given, right, then the kedusha will be uprooted minat Torah. What does that mean? So Rashi says, Tanach lemeimer afgata kidakadish bekaspa denema getze okera kedushin the osamos matana miikara. He doesn't say the words hefker bez nefker, but in other places Rashi and Rashbam say hefker bez nefker, meaning if the kedushin took place bekasef, so there's a way to access it, or there's an elegant way to dispose of it. It's hard to know which of these he's saying, probably the second. And therefore, there, you know, is a foundation, you know, to say the Chachamim, you know, can reinterpret, or they can redefine what took place here. But Kaddish Bibia, Mayafkata Mikara Ika, there's a physical act. It was, at the time, considered to be a Maisa Kedushin. And now what? Lemafreya, we're going to turn it into a Maisa Znus. Can we do that? Right? Mayafkata Mikara Ika. Bishlamai de get kosher. If it was a real get kosher, Alpha Bisha Kedushin Kayama Madaksham Kerasa Kasavusha get Karso Amate Risur Mikandala Haba. Meaning the fact that they were married for 50 years, 100 years, or 10 minutes, doesn't make a difference. If there's a get, there's a get. That's the Chiddush HaTorah. That you can have an ishus, which is fully valid in every way, and it can run its course with a proper halacha get. You could say they were married, there was a heter ishus, and now it no longer exists. Aval zesh eino get min haTorah, but here, where we're saying there was extenuating circumstances and the get isn't really chal, right? V'ata machshiro mipnei daita shel zeh shekidsha al das chachamim, and you want to kind of use a get derabanan to trigger the undoing of an ishus daraisa, right? V'shebitlo api chachamim, right? Tzorech atalomar shemikor lai kedushin. You're saying that, you know, in retrospect, this wasn't an ishus somehow. V'kadosh b'biva to okra kedushin l'mafreya mata heyal biyoso. An interesting language. I mean, what are you going to do with it in retrospect? Meaning, if he's mekadosh b'kesef, it doesn't sound like Rashi saying that the problem is the ability to be Oker a Kiddushin Bibia versus the ability to be Oker a Kiddushin Bekesef in terms of the power to do it or the mechanism to do it. He's more asking about the elegant, disposition, let's say, of the factors. In Kesef, what we can say is, you know, even Mikara, not so clear, the Sefer HaFlah raises this question. Sefer HaFlah says, where do we find in any Gemara, we know there's something called Hefker Bezen Hefker, but how do we know that that can be done retroactively? That can be done, you know, Mikanu L'Haba, that's fine, that's a Gemara in Yibam, same Gemara in Yibam, Saftani, and the Gemara in HaShaleach, in Gittin, Lamed Gimel, fine. But who said there's such a thing as Hefker Bezen L'Mafreya? Rashi assumes that there is Hefker Bezen L'Mafreya. But he's saying is, if you can have Hefker Bezen L'Mafreya, so we can say L'Mafreya, this is Mos Matana. But what are you going to do with the Kiddush Bia? What are you going to say about it? So the Gemara's answer is, Shavir Rabban L'Bilas L'Bilasnus. L'Mafreya, all you day get, Shehu Medivreyim, Bilasnus. V'yeshbem Koach Lasos Kein, Sharehu, Tola Bahen. Elsewhere, as Rashi makes this even stronger, right, you know, Amanas Shiir Tzu Chachamim. So basically, what the Shaka V'Tarya for Rashi is about a small point. The Gemara was saying, in terms of elegantly disposing of the original, redefining, you know, the original, the Kadesh, you know, you can do that without any kind of mess and with an existing, you know, an appropriate mechanism with money. It's much harder to do that with Ishus, with Bia. And then the Gemara's answer is, you're right, it is, meaning much more difficult, but that's the way it is. But how do other Rishonim interpret? That's what I wanted to try to figure out.
Elegant, yeah, way of putting in Shabu Rabbanim, like they gave their official stamp of approval.
Yeah.
To the Bilas Nus.
I don't know if it's elegant.
Rashi could have said it's a Bilas Nus, not Shabu Rabbanim. They didn't pronounce.
Meaning
it
they in Ochanami, the Rabbanim are, well, Tosis is a little bit better. Tosis here says the problem is we know Yesh. Look at Tosis for a second. You'll just might as well go through that. The two Tosis, the three Tosis. And the first one is adatid oron b'kadesh. Tosa says lachein omrim b'shas kiddushin kadas moshe v'yisrael, which we do. The question is, and if you didn't say it, would it matter? Interesting. The Ritva had a daya that went the opposite way. The Ritva says, well, you say kadas moshe v'yisrael, this is all implicit. He says, so you know, maybe that doesn't work well with this idea. What did he mean? What he meant was kadas moshe v'yisrael means kadasu kadin. What the real din is, you know, minat Torah. And, you know, well, how can we play around with that? That's interesting. Anyways, this idea, by the way, of Adat and Rabbanan Mekadesh, Kedat Moshe V'Yisrael, you know, there are two main Gemaras, this we'll speak about in the week when I come back, there are two main Gemaras about Afkinu. There are five Gemaras, really, but there are two types of Gemaras. One is this Gemara here, and it's parallel in HaShaleach, which are what we call the Lamafreya Afkinus. Both situations where his actions kind of undermine a get, and the Chachamim, because they were unhappy because of the confusion and the ambiguity, right, the equivalent of Tznuos and Prutzos in both places, right, insisted that we treat it as if the get was Chal, right. In both cases, the Gemara says Mi can be D. How can he do this? And the Gemara answers, I have this whole Shakavataria. One case is here, meaning Onus be get. The other case is Nashaleach. Case there is that the Baal sent a shliach to give a get to his wife, then he changed his mind. So the Mishnah and the Gemara say, if he catches up to the shliach, or if he gets to the isha first, he can be mevatel the shlichus or the get, right, in the presence of either the shliach or the isha. But if not, if he's mevatel shelo befanav and lo befaneha, so midat Torah, he doesn't want to get divorced, he's not yet divorced, then the divorce should not be chal. But since it's going to be a disaster again, because she doesn't know that he was mevatel, right, she goes ahead and she gets remarried. Or she'll never know if she can get remarried. You know, the same idea. So in both, that's very similar to this circumstance, and that's what the Chachamim said, no, if he's mevatel a get shelo b'faneha, the get is chal, even though he wants to pull it back, and even though Doraisa you should be able to pull it back, the get will be chal, and that's going to save the situation. And the Gemara says, but what do you mean the get is chal? She's an Eishes Ish. Same Shakavatari. So those two Gemaras are the Afkinu L'Mafreya cases. There are two other Gemaras, one in Yavama is a kind of a kidnapping case, and the Gemara in Belbasar, Daf Mem Ches, that's in the sugya of Taluya V'Zavin Zvini Zvini. What's Taluy V'Zavin Zvini Zvini? A coercive sale. That is, he gives him an offer. What do we say? He makes him an offer that he can't refuse. Right? He holds a gun to his head and he says, you know, sell me your property. But instead of the guy saying, I refuse, the guy says, listen, I'd rather not, but agav onsa gomar umakni. He says, listen, my options aren't so good right now, so I'm going to, agree to sell it. V'hushiyama rotsani, maybe. Leaving with Rotsani, whatever it is. We say, Taluy v'zavin zvini zvini. So the Gemara wants to know, what if a man pressures a woman in the same kind of a way? So the Gemara says, Minat Torah, that should work. Because Taluy v'zavin zvini zvini. However, who asa shelo kahogen? That's a despicable, disreputable kind of thing to do. Nasa lo shelo kahogen. So we're not going to let him get away with it. If he pressures her in that way, right, Afkin Rabbanan le Kiddushin Mine.
Pressures her to be Mekadesh?
To accept this Kiddushin. Oh. Yeah. So the Gemara basically, now what's interesting about that Gemara is two things. Number one, the language, Hu Asa Shalom Kogem, Nasa Lo Shalom Kogem. And the Gemara is a parallel case in Yavamos with a certain kidnapping case, similar kind of a thing. So they, here we don't say Hu Asa Shalom Kogem, Nasa Shalom Kogem, because that's despicable behavior. Here it's the guy got sick and he's laid up in the hospital, you know. Or the other one, he changed his mind. All of a sudden he realized his marriage was important to him. Decided he wanted to be mevatel the get, and he wanted to keep the marriage going. You know, it's not Hu Asa Shalom Kogem in a moral, repugnant sense at all, right? So we don't have that here. But what's interesting is if you look at the Gemara there, there's something missing there that they know that we have here, and that is the words Kalamakadish and Adatu Rabbanan Mekadesh. So Tosus in Yavamos raises this question. Tosus says, maybe you don't need to say Kalamakadish and Adatu Rabbanan Mekadesh in the Hu Asa Shelo Kahogen case. Tosus Balbasra and Memches says it. Tosa says, yeah, I think you don't. That's an interesting thing. Maybe we'll discuss that further. Are there two? Because remember, there, it's all two things. On the one end, there's less of a reason to say kol mekadesh adat drabon mekadesh from a Tanai point of view, because we're dealing with somebody who's osa shelo kahogen. I mean, he's a bad guy to begin with. Except that many Rishonim think that the omission is just a technicality. So what will they do with the fact that he's a bad guy? So what do you mean he's kol mekadesh adat drabon mekadesh? He's not a stellar, he's not a stellar, member of the community. The answer is, for most Rishonim, is, people are strange and people are compartmentalized. People can do terrible things sometimes. Well, we're not justifying. We're just, reflecting the truth.
Human nature.
Sometimes people can be repugnant in their behavior. And you know what? They still want the Chachamim's endorsement and approval. Might drive us crazy. We might think it's klutzpedek, presumptuous, right? But kol mekadesh adat drabon mekadesh is not inconsistent for all Rishonim, for most Rishonim, to who asa shelo kahogen, nasa shelo kahogen. But for some Rishonim, it is. That's an interesting phenomenon.
What's a nasa shelo kahogen? We can mafkia the kedushin from
it? Yes. Oh, so the other thing, of course, is there it says nasa shelo kahogen. There it doesn't say kol mekadesh adat, and that's the discussion of the Rishonim. But the other thing, of course, is that there it's not l'mafreya. It's at the moment, meaning you're at the wedding, and he's pressuring her. So we're saying, no, this kedushin is not chal. Kedushin is not chal. Same shakavataria. The Gemara says, "Snach the kaddish b'kaspa, the kaddish b'biya ma'ikel lemeim." Same exact shakavataria. But it's a lot easier to explain that the chachamim, can disallow a kedushin, going forward, than it is that they can reach, into the past and rewrite history, right? Or just to give another issue, an example of, which is part of it. This whole rewriting of history, of course, is on a pragmatic level and on a conceptual level, is a nightmare. And the question is, what is the scope of this din of Afkinu and what is its nature? But the Baalei Tosfos asks this question in Gittin, and we're shown him here in Ksuvos, the Chachmei Sfarad. They say you should never be able to punish an Eishes Ish. Hasra Safek. You never know that there won't be an Afkin Rabban on the Kiddushim. It's not so hard to answer that question, and the Rishonim do, whether it's Tosis and Gittin or the Ramban here. Or Halavai L'Mamzerim, maybe it should be a Heter for all Mamzerim. Just, give a... give a get and be mevatel shelo b'fnei abaylim. You'll trigger afkinu, and you'll be matir the mamzerim. That's what Tosfos asks or you'll be mechapal basachoso. There are answers to these questions, but the point is that these questions all reflect the issues of an akira l'mafreya. The Rambam, it's fascinating. The Rambam just does not ever quote afkinu rabbanan l'kiddush shemini. Fascinating. I just suspect he just couldn't abide it, and he's just assumed that there were other. I don't mean he's ignoring, he paskins the cases, but he founds each one of them on another idea. I mean, he obviously felt this globally, that you just can't have this concept, that this cannot be the case. It's a das yachin in the Gemara. Fascinating. Others worked very hard. There's a day in the Shidduch Gebetzos here, later on the Keren Ora and Yevamos, who say all. Afkinu's armikan ulaba, not l'mafreya. It's just a disaster to say l'mafreya. And then there were Rishonim who said, listen, it exists, but we almost don't need it. The threat of it is good enough. There's a whole group of Rishonim here, the Ramban or the Rialavon, a little bit the Rajba. The Rajba says, they say like this. In our case, for example, what happened? The guy is, he says, Haret mugureshesli la'achar lamed yom. You're right, if I don't show up within lamed yom. And then he's sick and he's in the hospital and he wants to save his marriage, right? So the way the Ramban says it is, but in the end of the day, the Chachamim decided that his marriage is over, right? Now his marriage could end in one of two ways. There could be Oker at Lemafreya, Afkin Rabban L'Kiddush Shemineh, if he's an Akshan, right? Or, if he knew this, he'd probably go back to being happy that there should be a get even if he's in the hospital. Because either way, he's not saving his marriage. Right? That's an ingenious idea of the real love and the Ramban and the Rambam. They just say it in different ways, so it's interesting. Right. So what Ramban says, seems to say, is you never need to say afginu. Because the threat, the theoretical ability to say afginu, makes afginu unnecessary. Why? Because in the end of the day, what are you going to say? That the get is not chal because he wants to save his marriage. His marriage is over, so the get's always chal. The Rashba doesn't say it that way. The Rashba says, in almost every case, you know, unless he's a super akshan, you don't need to say afginu. So we don't need to worry about the fallout of lamafreya. Of course, if the guy's really an akshan, and he insists, then you'll say lamafreya. Right? So it's an interesting, it's a very fad, that's one issue. Another issue is only the cases of the Gemara, or other cases. I mentioned before, that the Daf Yomi, they're learning, you know, Isha Rabba, right? So some are shown him of the opinion, including Rashi and Shabbos, Kufman Beis, that the Nemanus of an Eid Echad about Misa Sabal is based on Afkin Rabban the Kedusha Mine. Not everybody agrees. Some think it's a straight Daraisa, or they think it's based on Milsa David Ligluya, other things, but that's Rashi's view. Or, we've talked about this in the past, Hamakadesh Bisuria Nod Rabbanan. Right, the Gemara says about chametz, you know, b'shal shishis, ein choshes in the kiddush. The Gemara says in Psachim. So Rashi says, call him a kaddish, and datra banim a kaddish. Again, they're easier explanations. The other Rishonim say you don't need that; it doesn't have any value in the candy store. Fine, but I'm just trying to show you that there were Rishonim. Very, I'm talking about Rashi. We're talking about the Ramban says about Dalad Amos b'shus Arabim. The Gemara says a get works if he gives it to her within Dalad Amos Brishas Harabim. So all the Rishonim ask, but the Gemara Bab Metzia Daf Yud says that the kinyan of Dalad Amos is a kinyan drabanan, right? Shelo yavo la'atznuye, that people shouldn't beat each other up. They'll see a chepetz in the street, right? And if you don't say the Dalad Amos rule, then it's whoever picks it up first, right? That's an invitation to, you know, to fighting, to violence. So the Rishonim say, but the Gemara says in the sixth parak of Gittin that Dalad Amos works for a get. So it can't be a Didrabanan based on Kinyan Leitznuye. We talked about this a little bit last year, about Dalad Amos and Shabbos, you know, and it being Rishusa. So there are some Rishonim saying, well, get shiny, Vinasim Biyada, that's a Tosas Rid, and probably that's what the Balamor really has in mind, and things of that sort. But there are Rishonim, the Ramban included, who say, Afkin Rabban on the Kedusha Mine. Okay. And then there's Shuvas HaRajba, they say, and what about maybe, you know, they used to have a takana in the various communities, that you can't get married without a minyan, because they were afraid that people were trying to marry up socially, you know, social, you know, upward mobility, socially and economically, you know, they'd, you know, trap these girls, and, you know, they'd, you know, run away with them. So if they made this takana that you can't have kiddushin unless there's a minyan. Right? Minat Torah, you don't need a minyan for kiddushin. Maybe you need a minyan for the bracha. That's a machlokas rishonim. Bracha's not makiv either way. But you really need, you need two edim. You don't need a minyan. You can always get two edim. So some of the you know, some of the rishonim said, well, maybe we should go further with it. Not only a takana. Maybe we should say afkin rabbanan l'kiddushin minei. So the Rashba writes Tshuvas where he says, I don't think, the Rashba is very, very conservative in this whole thing. Rashba says, I don't think you can expand beyond the cases of the Gemara. And not only that, he says, Kol ha-mekadesh adat drabana mekadesh. But no one ever said, Kol ha-megaresh adat drabana megaresh. Did they? Maria Lovan, actually, in our Sugya, says something like that. But anyways, the point I'm trying to make is that in addition to everything else, there's this argument, you know, is it more a threat? And if it's a threat, it doesn't need to be real. And there's another issue, and that is, can you extrapolate from the cases of the Gemara to other cases? And if so, only the cases of the Rishonim, or only the cases of the Gemara, or even more? That's a big issue. Most people think you can't. Moreover, even the cases of the Gemara, can you use them for the... When Bali Tosa's answer is, Bali Tosa said, well, you know, use it to be Matir Mamzerim. or to be mechapel basachoso. So Tosa basically says, well, the Chachamim are not—they're not going to use it for that. Sounds like they think even the cases of the Gemara are one by one. You know, the decision to use it. The Ramban and the Ra'ah here in Ksuva say it's not true. It's across the board. The Chachamim were metaken that whenever these things happen, then there's a kiras kiddushin l'mafreya. Doesn't depend on the individual case where the Chachamim give additional sanction. So the point is that there are numerous issues. This is such an important practical issue and conceptual issue, the ability to disrupt the ishus. Again, it sounds like, you know, there are people who are very drawn to it. It can solve a lot of problems. It's a much bigger nightmare and causes, in theory, many more problems than it solves. Meaning when you need it in a desperate situation, it can be, seemingly a panacea. But you can see why, mostly, the poskim wanted to limit it as much as possible. The rest of the Rambam never quotes it. And because it's just hugely disruptive. And, it can really, you know, undermine the stability of Jewish marriages.
They discuss kedushin, they discuss bria. You don't see anything here about shtar.
We'll talk about shtar.
Yeah,
in just a minute. We'll talk about shtar for the Rambam in just a sec. You're absolutely right. The Miri asks this question, and the Rivash asks this question. There are, and the Chachmei Loniel asked it for the Rambam for a very specific reason, and he addressed this question to, what about shtar? Some of them gave the answer, depends on how you read the Gemara, obviously, but you're right. If it's a hefker bezen hefker, maybe there are ways to apply that to a shtar too, in terms of who owns the paper, things of that of sort. That's what the Rivash and the Radbaz said. If it's, you know, anything but the messiness of, Aram osabilaso bilasnus, then shtar's with kesef. But we're going to we'll turn our attention now to a whole different approach. But the point I'm trying to make is that this is a massive topic. It's each thing deserves to be discussed. Again, I want to move, you know, more quickly because there are so many good topics here. So I don't know if we're going to, you know, go through all the detail. But you, just to get an acquaintance what some of the stakes are and some of the issues are and just the difficult, different readings of the Gemara. What I want to do now for the rest of the time that we have today is zero in on Rabosav Shel Rashi, another pshat in the Gemara, and also the view of the Rambam. Okay, so Rashi here, and then we'll talk about shtar in that context. Rashi here, Dibramasal Shavar, one of the lessons, where I stopped off. Oh, by the way, before that, I wanted to get through the Tosas first. Tosas says, Tanakh the Kodesh Bekaspa, the Hefker Bezen Hefker, the Havamos Matana, Umimela, Yehu Kol Bilos of Znus. Tosas says, the way to read the Gemara is, you know, we have a mechanism when it comes to Kesef. That mechanism is Hefker Bezen, even though it's Lamafreya, again, the Haflaz Ha'ara, right? And the fact that the result will end up being that they never were married and that they were living together, you know, without sanction all this time, that's true and that's certainly disturbing. But since it's more ba'akifin, as they say, indirect, meaning you uprooted the kiddushin, the kesef. The result was that all the subsequent physical encounters or relationship between them, right, turned illegal. But at least it was indirect. That's what bothers Tosaf. But Kodesh Bebiya, Ma'ikel Amemar, Eich Yafkiu Biyah Shel Kedushin. Now, what do you mean, Eich? I mean, Eich, why would they? Or how could they? Or how could they? Meaning, legally, how could they? Or policy-wise, you know, how could they? Not so clear. But let's continue. So Tosaf says, V'afil l'mandamar b'isha rabba, d'yesh koach l'chachamim lak or dover minat Torah. That's the Gemara I was talking about before. And he's linking it, even according to the view that gives Chachamim tremendous power in general, and this would just be applied to Ishus. Hainu kagon de leka avera. Again, does he mean capacity or does he mean policy? Meaning Chachamim can be oker dover na Torah. Can they do that when they themselves create an avera? So on a policy level, we understand the question. Is it also a capacity question? Meaning Chachamim's koach, their samchut, their power, right, is to do neutral things, maybe, which may result in averas. But do they have the ability to create a maisa avera?
But weren't most of the cases in Yivama Barav Shah?
What do you mean?
They had still something wrong at that particular time, and that's why they did it. They don't normally go around and either. So
Okay, but that doesn't mean that they create Averos. I mean, Shchuta Chutz, maybe that's because it was Horos Shah, but we're talking about something. This isn't Horos Shah, this is something more.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
So maybe in something more permanent, they mean. So Lach or Dovr Nathor, can you do that when you're creating an Avera? Kaida Isha Rabba, the Adel Tivle, Avalecha de Ika Avera de Mekudeshasi Bebia, Michael Amemar. So again, they're not worried about the fallout bios, which are just as bad on your record. They're worried about the more frontal, attack in a way. The Gemara says, "Mishani shavir rabbanu bilasa bilasnus, bein kan kiddushin." We're not sure what the answer is. Yes, they can. Right? Hard to know. Anyways, Rashi here quotes a different shita. Rashi says, but you can see, just before I go away from Tosis, sorry. So Rashi is very much focused, in terms of the way he runs the sugya, on kol mekadesh adat and rabbanu mekadesh. The Ritva goes even further. He keeps saying, kol mekadesh adat and rabbanu mekadesh is the equivalent of amanashi yirtza abba. But the Tosis are not working with that. There's no Tanai. For them, it's koach. Koach hachamim. Okay. Rashi quotes a different shita. Shamati kol mar bosai mefarshim the kodesh bekaspa the kiddushin rabbanan denu. The famous rabbosa shel Rashi. It's also quoted by Rashi in Gittin and Yavamas, right? So, what is this? Again, it's a hard gemara to read, very hard. But you have to read it. It's a gemara. So sometimes that can lead us to very radical, readings or conclusions. Okay, you don't get much more radical than Rabosa of Shorashi. So the way they read the Gemara was as follows: Tinach, the Kodesh Bekaspa, the Kodesh Bebia Michael Amemar, meaning the difference between Kedushe Kesef and Kedushe Bia is massive, because Kedushe Kesef is only Drabanan. Kedushe Bia is Dorais. So the Gemara says Kedushin Drabanan can be Nekar with a Get Drabanan. But Kiddushei Doraisa can't be Nekar with a Kiddush, with a Git, to Get Rabbanan, can it? Let's look one more time. Shemati kol rabosim mefarshim, the Kodesh Bekaspa, the Kiddushei Rabbanan, you know? It's Kiddushei Rabbanan. And therefore it's a kind of Heimamru, the Heimamru. Right? They created it, and then they said, you know what? We're terminating it, per se, or with this Get Rabbanan. But Tulsa says, Rashi says, V'yef Shalom Archein. You can't say the Kiddushei Kesef Strabanan. Chada, the Gzeirah Shava, Kicha Kicha Mistaf. Gemara in Kiddushin says the Kiddushei Kesef is derived from the Gzeirah Shava, Kicha Kicha Mistafron. Isn't that a B'chala Lameid, Gzeirah Shava, Kamosha Kosa Mefura, Shulachol Davar? This is an added nofech. Tosis first says it's a Gzeirah Shava. So it's Rashi. So it's Daraisa. Then he adds, it's Daraisa every bit as much as if it was Mefurish Bakra. Okay. Now the reason I think that that's an important addition. You can say something's Daraisa without denying that there might be a difference in hierarchy or in something between things that are Mefurish Bakra and things that are learned out of a drasha. Right? In other words, is it a legitimate question in general to speculate why certain things are derived explicitly in the Psukim, Pshuto Shel Mikra, and other things require a Mesorah, or a Drasha, or which type of Drasha? Is that a legitimate question? Or, I mean, it's a legitimate question, but how legitimate a question is it? Or everything is just Gilui Emilsa on the information and the facts. And where we get them from, the method of our information gathering is either irrelevant, or trivial, or of secondary importance, or just maybe unfathomable. Any of the above. Right? So basically what Rashi's saying here is, at least in terms of stature, right, something that is derived from the Yud Gimel Midos is Daraisa, right? And it's as not just every bit as much as, it's as if it is Mefurish Bakra. And what I'm saying is that's a second point which leaves Rashi a little vulnerable. Va'od, idrabananinu, if it really is drabanan, hechsokun al yadam mevi'in chulun lazara al shigas. Did anybody ever find that an eshesish, b'shogeg, doesn't bring a korban chatos if the kiddushin was bekesef. So what are you going to say? Oh, or machmir midrabanan that she should bring a korban? That's not machmir midrabanan. That's ma'ayil chulin lazara. And never mind the actual implementation of that penalty.
Wouldn't the bracha be a problem too? Makadesh Yisrael?
Well, you know, we make brachas for drabanan, so that's not such a big deal. I mean, Neros Chanukah, Mekor Megillah, Halel, right? It's Vitzivanu, that's the Gemara in Shabbos and Sukkah. The sof, ki kaba shaninon, shavir abanan, bilasa, bilas nuz, al karan tzarkatol lefarish kumosha pirashti, shakidushin nekaran mi'ikaran, velo mikano lahaba. What's he saying? The advantage of Rabosef Shel Rashi is A, that they are able to explain better than anyone else the question is whether the price is too high, right? Or the cost is too high. They're able to explain better than anyone else the Gemara's Hava Amina that you should distinguish between Kesef and Bia, A. B, they're able to dispense with the din, with the disruptive Lamafreya. Because they can say, hey, Mamru Veim Ramru, right? You know, it's only Kiddushin Drabanan, and it's over. Mikan Olaba. All the questions, Asra Safek, and Heshesish, and Mamzer, and just the instability of revisionist history, and so on and so forth, that everybody is upset with and trying to avoid, some more than others, and some different ways than others. I listed a bunch of them before. The answer for Abosa Sharashi is, there's a difference between Bia and Kesef. Kesef is Drabanan. There's no Akira Lamafreya. But Tosa says, I think the whole thing is Akira Lamafreya. Vamafarish Lomar, Shavir Abanan Lakol Makadshe Bia Bilas Nus, Tos Gomoru, Ubola Hatter, Eshus Isla Miskadeshus Bibia, Below Get, Minatamaze, Below Matsinu, Zospa Talmud. What's this last line? The Rashi says, okay, I begrudgingly acknowledge that maybe the Rabosef Shel Rashi on this last point. That maybe Rabosa Sharashi have a totally different reading of the Gemara, not only the first part, Tanach de Kodesh Bekaspa, de Kodesh Bebiyam Aikel Meimar, but also the second part, the answer. Shavu Rabbanan, Libilaso, Beilaznos. How do they interpret it? Says, and this is more explicit if you look at some of the other Makaros, the Rashi in different places, Rabbi Gershon Babasar, and so on. What they said was like this Tanach de Kodesh Bekaspa. Kiddush and Kesef is only Drabanan, according to this view, right? And therefore we can oker that Mikan Rulaba. But the Kaddish Bebiya, which is Minat Torah, it's Mefurish Bakra, right? Michael, maybe that's real Eishasish. The answer is Shavu Rabbanan Labilas Obilas Nus. The Chachame made a Takana canceling Kiddush Bebiya Doraisa. Whoa. First of all, where did they do that? Where did that come from? The answer is that's their reading of a Gemara. What's the Gemara? The Gemara says in Kiddushin, Dafid Aleph on Beis, that Rav Mangid, which means Malkus, Aman de Mekadesh Bebiya. Okay. So all of the Rishonim, pretty much, with the exception of these Rabosa Sharashi, interpret what that means was that, you know, the Chachamim decided at a certain point that it wasn't Sanua, right, for Kiddush Bebiya, these ones before Shbakra. Maybe in the olden days they could pull that off as a Dover Shabbakdusha. We've talked about this. But maybe we've decided now we no longer want to try to do that or can do that. And therefore they implemented a penalty for anybody who was Mekadesh Bebiya. But is the Kedushin Chal? Of course. It's Kedushin. How is it Kedushin Chal? It's Kedushin Daraisa in every respect. But the Rabosef Shel Rashi said that's not the Pshat. The Pshat is Rav Mangin Amana Mekadesh Bebiya. Rav came along and he said, we now paskin that Kiddush Bia, which is Midaraisa on the Psukim, we are removing the sanction, the marital sanction of Kiddush Bia. From now on, Kiddush Bia no longer works. Rab Mangin, Amanda Makadish Bia, it no longer works. So Rashi says, that's how they read it. If that's the way to read the Gemara, it's amazing. The answer is Tinach, the Kaddish Bekaspa. That's only Drabanan, so you can be Oka that. What are you going to say about Kiddush Bia? That says Kiddush Bia. Didn't you get the memo? Rab Mangin Amanda Makadish Bia. Shavu Rabbanan Labilas Abilas Nus. That's already off the books. That's not going to help you. That's not a problem. So Rashi says, what? What do you mean it's off the books? They can do that? That's what these last lines mean. I mean, that's not the pshat. Okay. So let's talk about Rabosa Shirashi for a minute. As I said, the advantage interpretively is immense. Right? Instead of reading the lines of the Gemara, if you buy into Rabosa Shirashi's, you know, reality, which is that Kedusha Kesef is Drabanan, and therefore the Akira is only Mekanul Haba, Heimam of Heimamru, that Kedusha Bia was cancelled at a certain point in history, and they can do that, it's an amazing way to read the Gemara. Right? And there's no disruptions, and so. Problem is, do you buy into it? Interestingly, if you do, there's another interesting question to ask, and that is, the two chidushim, or the two halves, of Rabosa Shirashi are connected or not? Meaning, what are the two big chidushim of Rabosa Shirashi? One is that Kiddushei Kesef, derived from a Gzereshava, is only Drabana. And the second one is that Kiddushei Bia, Daraisa, can be cancelled by the Chachamim and no longer be effective in HaTorah. So there's an interesting question to ask, and that is, do Rabosa Shirashi think that the Kiddushei Kesef Drabanan is effective min HaTorah once the Chachamim legislated it, or is it only Drabanan? Part of the questions that Rashi's asking against are, what, there's not going to be a Chiv Eishes Ish, and Korban Chatas, and Chiv Misa, Heichan Matzinu, that all of the dinim of Chatas and Misa are not going to apply to Kiddushei Kesef. Just remember also that, I mean, I'm guessing that historically, the Rambam says it explicitly, but I'm assuming it was the case elsewhere as well, most people were being Mekadosh B'Kesef. Right, we'll get to Shtar in a minute, but so what? In most cases of what we call Eishes Ish, there's really no Eishes Ish, there's no Karban, there's no Misa, there's no nothing. So, we don't know, but there's a very good likelihood that Rabosa Shirashi would say to Rashi, you know, two things. Number one, just because, you know, number one, there's a difference between Furish Bakra and derived from Drashos. Number two, something can be derived from Drashos and be Drabanan, but can have a chalos, can have an effect, a raisa. And this goes to the question, what is the relationship between Koach Rabanan and Doraisas? And if this is true, in two directions. Can the Chachamim create mechanisms and then, right, ascribe to them Doraisa consequences? Can the Chachamim take Doraisas and pronounce, you know, that for now on they don't work? So it's just an interesting thing. These are two different things, but it's a common denominator if you think that's what's going on. There's in the Tshuvas HaRashba, in one of the Tshuvas, the Rashba has a number of Tshuvas on Afkinu. So one of the Tshuvas of the Rashba is, when he talks about Afkinu, the Shoel says to the Rashba, you know, why can't you expand Afkinu? Like to all sorts of other cases. Why don't you say Afkinu in Aguna cases? Whenever there's an Aguna, not when there's an Eid Achad, or when she says, I know my husband died. He's missing. Why don't you just say, you know what, Afkinu Rabbanan the Kedusha Minei. Or things of that sort, or the one I gave you example of, you know, this takana of needing a minion. So when he's formulating, why don't you expand Afkinu? It'll solve so many problems, right? So the formulation is, after all, it's all a function of Lasasor, isn't it? Chachamim have the power. You asked me before about saying Asher Kedishanu. I mentioned Asher Kedishanu Sosav Vitzivanu. Right, the Gemara says by Hanukkah, by Hallel, by and so on, by Megillah. Right, so the Gemara says Vehechan Sivanu. So the Gemara says in Shabbos and in Sukkah, Lo Sosser or Shalavicha V'Yagedcha Zkeinecha V'Yom Rulach. Very famous Gemara. So actually, there's a debate between the Rambam and the Ramban at this point, but I don't want to get too enmeshed in that. But the Rambam says that Lo Sosser means that when you violated the Rabbanan, you violate the Daraisa of Lasasar. The Ramban was adamantly opposed to that view. And he also interpreted it in a very radical way. That's where the Ramban famously asked the question, Shorash Aleph, in Sefer Mitzvos, he says, well, I don't understand. According to the Rambam's view, there's no division between Daraisas and Drabanans, period. And if that's the case, how can you say Sveka Daraisa Lechomer, Sveka Drabana Lekula? Which is not such a strong question to ask in general, and particularly of the Rambam, who probably felt, as we discussed earlier in the year also, that Sveka Daraisa Lechomer is only a Din Drabana, mostly. But anyways, that's aside. But the point I'm trying to make is, when the Shoel of the Rajba, invoking Afginu, quotes Lo Sasur, it sounds like what he's saying is that the way that Afginu works is that the Chachamim, right, there's a blurred boundary between what's Drabanan and what's Darais. And if the Rabosa Sharashi really did have two Chidushim, one, that a Kinyan Kesef Kiddushin, which is a Kinyan Drabanan, right, can have the effect of Chalos, Ishus, and Eshus Ish, Daraisa. Two, that the Chachamim can determine that Kiddushei Bia no more, even though Minat Torah it works, what you might say is that the common denominator of those two things is Koach Chachamim. Koach to make and Koach to break. Now, it doesn't have to be Koach Chachamim per se, it also may be Koach Chachamim in the area of Ishus, what I said before, right? Kedas Moshe Yisrael. So there's a very interesting, I always like to quote the language of Rabbeinu Gershom. I think it could also be Michalik. Rabbeinu Gershom in Balbasra, Daf Mem Ches, maybe we'll copy it for next time, explaining the din of this Shachavataria. Rabbeinu Gershom isn't really Rabbeinu Gershom, it's Perish Shemagensa. So it's the Rabbeim of Rashi. So this whole Pshat appears in Rabbeinu Gershom in Balbasra, Daf Mem Ches. But he adds a couple of words. He says, Shavir Rabbanu Bilasa Bilasnus, right? And then he adds, the chutzpah hulo, since the Chachamim Nurmanget Amanda Mekadesh Bibia, and now that we're Metakein as a substitute, that there's Kasa. So those extra words are really intriguing. You could dismiss them and say, it's a little bit of sociology, a little bit of historical background. Meaning, come on, guys. This is what the Chachamim gave you an alternative, and they don't want you to do this anymore. So for you to do this, you deserve what you get. Shavu Rabbanu Bilas Bilasus. Maybe that's all Rabbeinu Gershom is saying. I understood it differently. Maybe I'm overreaching, but what I understood Rabbeinu Gershom to be saying is as follows: Kiddushei Bia, as we know, and this is part of what we're going to discuss for the Rambam in 2 weeks, we're going to pick up on this. Kiddushei Bia is both the best way to be Mekadesh, it's Mefurish Bakra, right? And the worst way. The best way, for the same reason that the Gemara had a Hava Mina, that Bia, right? The Gemara is Mestapik. Erusinosa, which is how we see the Paskin, or Nisuinosa. When you Mekadesh for Bia, maybe you don't even need a Chuppah. Why? More than Kesef and Shtar? Of course, we understand why. Because the intimacy of Kiddushei Bia, if you can pull it off, is Chayeho Ishus. It's the Kinyan through the Ishus. On the other hand, it's also the worst because the whole point, as we've been trying to explain, of Kiddushin Lifnei Nisuin, of splitting up Kiddushin and Chuppah, is precisely that you should have a foundation of stability and mutual rights, an Oser before the Matir. So in a way, you're on the border of Znus, while you're trying to accomplish this Davar Shebikdusha. So it's very precarious. It's either the best or the worst. There's nothing neutral about Kiddushei Bia, basically. Oh. So what I think Rabbeinu Gershom is saying is as follows. The Chachamim decided Doraisa for Kiddushei Bia to work is because Chachamim consider that a legitimate expression of Davar Shebikdusha. Right? But the second that the context, right, is one which changes, then the Doraisa changes too. So when the Chachamim said, we don't feel that people are able to accomplish this effectively. And the contrary, we're going to create a Kesef method of Kiddushin. That alternative and the encouragement of the Chachamim and what is reflected by that alternative, namely the decision to play it safe and to establish the Kiddusha component of Ishus, right, by splitting up the two and making one Dafka more transactional and less intimate, you know, Ishus immediate, that idea willy-nilly undermined Kiddushei Biya. That's what Rabbi Gershom, I think, means when he says, Rab Manger, Manger, Madam Karish Biya, the chutzpah hulo, right, kivan, shetiknu kinyan kesef. He's not just explaining factually. What he's explaining is conceptually. It eroded, right, the basis of Kiddushei Biya Daraisa. So it's not even that Koach HaChamim to make and Koach HaChamim to break. The more the idea is something very specific about Kedushas Ishus and Kedushin and Chuppa, and that is, you know, what's the best way to accomplish this as a Davar Shebi Kedusha? At this point in history, they decided policy-wise, we're no longer encouraging them to do this, and the result was that it transformed Daraisa, the categories. Okay. Anyways, we have a couple minutes. Let me just introduce the problem, and then we'll continue with it next time. Rabosa Shorashi.
Pre Rabbanan, Kiddush Kesef implicit. Kicha Kichim Shorashi.
I'm sorry?
Pre Rabbanan.
Yeah, but according to Rabosa Shorashi, that's all the Rabbanan.
No, but pre Rabbanan.
What do you mean pre Rabbanan?
David Melech, the time of David Melech.
David Melech was a good rabbi too. Whoever was a Darshan Kicha Kichim Shorashi, according to the Rabosa Shorashi, that's a Rabbanan. Okay. Now the question is, what about the Rambam? So as people may or may not know, the Rambam also speaks about Kiddushei Kesef as being different than Shtar and Bia. But he uses the expression Midivrei Sofer. And the question is the Rambam Shita the Shita of Rabosav Shorashi? Is it based on our Gemara in Ksubas? What about Shtar? Now your question about Shtar is very important here. The Rambam was asked this question by Chachmei Loniel and wrote a tshuva to explain why Shtar is different, but it's very tamua, as we'll explain. And what's going on with the Rambam? Okay, so let me just introduce it 2 minutes and then we'll stop. And then when we pick up again after I come back from Eretz Yisrael, we'll pick up with this. So the Rambam says in Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, Bili kuchen ele mitzvah saseh shel Torahim, right, Kiddushin, is mitzvah saseh shel Torah. See the word Torah, very prominent. Ube'echad mishlosha devarim va'isha niknes are three methods to marry a woman. Now, presumably that goes on mitzvah saseh shel Torah, right? But the Rambam says v'kesef ubishtar ubiviya. That already also sounds like they're all pretty equivalent. But then he goes back, which is interesting, why he went back to say it, v'biya ubishtar mina Torah. So what do you do with the Likuchen Elu and the Echad Mishlosha being Torah? If now he's contrasting Torah and Divrei Sofer. Right? Then he adds the Likuchen Elu Heina Nikra Kiddushin, Oerusim Chamakom, the Isha Sheniknes Bechad Megimel Dvarim Elu, Nikras Mikudeshes Amureses, and the next halacha says, Kivin Sheniknes Isha Venasas Mikudeshes, Alpha Pisha Lo Nivala, Velo Nikras Lo Beis Bala, Rei Esha Sish, Shabala, Did the Rambam distinguish between any of the three? When it comes to Eishas Ish, the need for a get, the consequences, not at all. The shame Isha, not at all. Yet he has this discrepancy, this designation of Divrei Sofrim, and this contrast with Min HaTorah. Again, in Paragim HaLacha Chaf and Chaf Aleph, the Rambam says, HaMekadish Bebiya, Arei Elu Kedushei Torah, V'chein b'shtar miskadeshes min haTorah. I'm reading it this way because I want to emphasize that the Rambam is presenting a three-tiered choice, not just even two. K'shem shegomer megareish shenemer v'kasal sefer kizkach gomer maknes. Interesting that he quotes this limud and this line. It's, in my opinion, plucked out of Gemara and Testament based on Kiddushin, but I'll explain what I mean. Aval hakasav midivrei sofrim. Again. And then you notice the parentheses, the chain din hakesef din Torah uperusha midivrei sofer. Another girsa changed his mind. What does that mean? Shenemar kikach ish isha Amr Chacham Lekuchem Elu Yubekesef Shenemar Venasati Kesef Asanet Kach Nimen. The Ravid in both places, the first one you'll see, the Ravid says, Amr Avram says, Shibush Uperish Meshubash Hita'ahu. Right? A wrong reading of a long interpretation confused him, meaning Ar Gemar and Ksuvis Gimel Amid Aleph. And again, the second time, he also, Amr Avram Ein Pirtza Gedola Mizu. This is a huge breach. Uperish Meshubash Hashama B'Tanach Dekadish B'Kaspa. Here he's explicit. Where the Rambam went wrong. Hu Hita'ahu Bazeh Bim Kozeh. Even though we know why he made a mistake, lo yalito is no justification, but lo yalichto, shouldn't have written this. Okay. Rabbi Avram, the son of the Rambam, was asked about his father's Shita. They said to him, is this connected to what the Rambam wrote in Sefer Mitzvah's Shorish Beis, where the Rambam wrote also that there's some difference between Befurish Bakra and things that I learned out from Yud Gimel Midos? Rabbi Avram and Rambam said, no! Nothing to do with that whatsoever. It all has to do with the way that he read the Gemara in Ksuvas, of Gimel of Aleph. And by the way, father changed his mind completely. Right? He now, in the end of his life, he believed that Kesef was Minat Torah. He was Chozer Legamri. When he felt that it was Drabanan, he felt it was Drabanan, really. It was Mamish Drabanan, based on the Gemara in Ksuvas. And he changed his mind totally. The Nosa Kele, Magid Mishnah, Kesef Mishnah, think of Avram and Rambam is completely wrong. Certainly he has to at least be half wrong. I think he's all wrong, but in this case, based on Halakha Chafal. Look at Halakha Chafal. There the Rambam quotes the din of Rav Mangin Amadu Mekadish Bebiya. That's what I mean by half wrong. Meaning, did he read the whole Gemara like Rav Osel Sharashi apparently did? Afa pi she'ikar dvarim kainhu. Noagu kol Yisrael lekadosh b'kesef or b'shavakesef. Even though you can be mekadosh with any of the three, noagu kol Yisrael to use kesef or shavakesef. The chain imrotz lekadosh b'shtar mekadosh. Again, he always has three levels. Shtar is good too, right? Aval ein mekadosh mebia lechatchila v'imkidosh mebia makan makas mardis kadosh Yisrael prutzim b'davar. Afa pisha kiddush of kiddushin gemurim. The Rambam did not interpret. Right, Rav Mangan Amad Makadosh Bebiya, like Rav Osel Sharashi. He interpreted like everybody else. Therefore, he definitely doesn't get the benefit, if that's where he read the Gemara, of the second half of the reading. Moreover, with this we'll stop, the Rambam was asked in a tshuva by Chachma Linil your question. They said to him, listen, Rambam, what do you base this thing on, number one? And number two, if it's really based on the fact that that things learned out from the Yud Gimel Midos are only Drabanan, then why don't you think that Shtar is also Drabanan? So the Rambam wrote back and he said, you know what? Number one, my Shita about Kesef Midivrei Soferim is totally based on Shorash Base, which is what Rabbi Avraham and Rambam said was not true. He never mentions the Gemara in Ksuvas at all. Which, remember, the Rambam doesn't quote Afkinu, ever. Right? It would be strange that the Afkinu Gemara would be the one to push him into a radical Shita when he never even quotes the Gemara of Afkinu. Okay? He says it's all based on Shorash Beis. As for the difference between Shtar and Kesef, says the Rambam, that is based on a Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Tesamid Beis, which we have produced here. But I'm not going to read it right now because it's going to take too long. That's going to explain to me why I distinguish between Kesef and Shtar and Shalom Al Yisrael. It doesn't say I'm a Chozer, nothing like that. So there's a huge debate in the Rambam in general. When the Rambam uses the expression Divrei Soferim, does he mean Daraisa Drabanan? What is his view about Kiddushei Kesef? Is it Daraisa Drabanan? One thing is for certain, if you ask me. It's absolutely impossible to say that the Rambam thinks that the result of Kiddushei Kesef is Drabanan. Because as we explain, Likuchin Elu Mitzvah Saseh Shal Torah. Moreover, he says equally that the result of Kiddushin is the name Heshes Ish Nesua, right? And that there's a consequence of Korban and Misa. At minimum, you have to say for the Rambam that the Kiddushin Kesef Darabanan creates a Chalos Darais. In my opinion, you have to say more than that, and that likely is that Kesef is Darabanan. Is Doraisa. So what does he mean when he says Divrei Soferim as opposed to Minat Torah? So I'll just tell you what I think the direction is, and then we'll pursue it next time, and that is as follows. It's that little hook in Rashi, where Rashi said against Rabosav, not only are they wrong, that Yud Gimel Midos is Doraisa, it's Doraisa Ki'ilu Mefurash Bakra. In my opinion, the Rambam always cares and always assumes there can be a different significance to the hierarchy, sometimes Rabbanan, sometimes Doraisa, what it means. The Rambam always cares about the source, whether something is Mefurash Bakra, or learned from a drasha, what type of drasha. For the Rambam, it's not all just about gleaning information, right? And an unfathomable, maybe it's sometimes unfathomable, but the Rambam thinks there is legal conceptual significance, right, to the methodology that the Torah utilizes to provide us with information. Okay, so that's what I want to pick up with next time, and then we'll move on to the next time.